One thing that really struck me is how supply chain management has changed. It's no longer just about moving goods from A to B. It's about managing complexity, volatility, and risk.
Right. Modern supply chains stretch across suppliers, manufacturers, warehouses, carriers, retailers, and customers in multiple regions. That makes them vulnerable to labor shortages, extreme weather, geopolitical tensions, port backlogs, and sudden demand shifts.
And those disruptions can ripple quickly through inventory, production, transportation, and customer service.
That's why the central idea here is that AI has become a critical tool for making supply chains more resilient, efficient, and responsive.
I think that's a really hopeful shift. AI helps by turning large volumes of data into insights people can actually act on.
Exactly. Instead of relying on historical averages, manual spreadsheets, or reactive decisions, companies can use AI to predict demand, monitor supplier risk, identify inefficiencies, and respond before small issues become costly problems.
And importantly, it doesn't replace human judgment. It supports it by helping teams see patterns, anticipate issues, and move faster.
One of the most important uses is demand forecasting.
That makes sense, because forecasting is so hard when demand is shaped by past sales, seasonality, promotions, weather, market trends, and regional behavior.
It's a balancing act. Too much inventory ties up cash and storage space. Too little leads to stockouts, lost sales, and a poor customer experience.
That's where AI can really help. It can analyze multiple data signals at once and produce forecasts that are more accurate and adaptable.
That gives companies more confidence when planning production and inventory.
AI also shines in inventory management, which is one of the most expensive parts of the supply chain.
Inventory decisions have to balance availability, cost, storage capacity, and regional demand.
AI can help determine the right stock level at each location, suggest reorder timing, identify fast-moving products, and balance inventory across warehouses.
That's especially valuable for companies operating in multiple markets, where local conditions may require different strategies rather than a one-size-fits-all approach.
Supplier risk is another area where AI adds a lot of value.
Supplier reliability can be hard to monitor in real time.
A supplier can look stable until a production issue, financial problem, or logistics delay suddenly appears.
AI can analyze performance data, delivery history, communication patterns, and external indicators to detect early warning signs.
Then teams can act preventively, like switching to a backup supplier, adjusting production schedules, or rerouting materials through alternative channels.
Transportation and routing are also major areas for improvement.
Transportation costs are a big part of supply chain spending, and inefficiencies like poor load planning, empty miles, and suboptimal routing can add up quickly.
AI can optimize routes, improve load planning, choose the best shipping mode based on speed, cost, and reliability, and recommend dynamic routing changes when traffic, weather, or capacity constraints change.
That can improve delivery performance while reducing fuel and labor costs.
The text also makes a practical point. AI should be implemented step by step, not as a full-scale overnight transformation.
I love that. The most successful organizations start with high-impact problems where AI can deliver clear value.
Common starting points include demand forecasting, inventory optimization, and supplier risk monitoring, because those areas often affect cost, service levels, and operational efficiency directly.
A major requirement is data quality.
AI systems are only as effective as the data behind them.
If sales records, inventory levels, supplier data, and transportation data are scattered, inconsistent, or unreliable, the results will be limited.
Organizations need to connect systems, standardize data formats, and make sure the information feeding AI models is accurate and current.
Keeping humans in the loop is just as important.
AI should support decision makers, not replace them.
Supply chain teams still need to interpret results, consider business context, manage relationships, and make final decisions.
The best outcomes happen when analytics and human experience work together.
AI can identify patterns and recommend actions, but people are still needed to understand broader business implications and make judgment calls.
Measurement is another critical part of implementation.
Companies should track clear metrics to see whether AI is delivering real value.
Important metrics include forecast accuracy, inventory turnover, stockout rates, transportation costs, and supplier on-time delivery.
Those measurements help organizations understand whether AI is improving performance and where further improvements are needed.
Still, AI in supply chain optimization is not a magic solution.
Organizations may face challenges like data quality issues, system integration costs, ongoing model maintenance, and employee training.
Supply chain conditions change over time, so AI models must be updated regularly to remain accurate.
And there's a human adoption challenge. If employees don't understand how the system works or don't trust its recommendations, adoption can slow down.
The main takeaway is that AI helps companies build a more resilient, efficient, and responsive supply chain.
It enables organizations to prepare for change rather than simply reacting to it.
By improving forecasting, balancing inventory, monitoring supplier risk, and optimizing transportation, AI can reduce costs while improving customer service.
As supply chains become more complex, companies that use AI wisely will be better positioned to adapt to disruption, reduce waste, and maintain a competitive advantage.
The goal is not to use technology for its own sake, but to make smarter decisions at the right time and in the right way.